B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Samach Tes, and we're going to start six lines from the top of the Omid. On Daf Samach Ches Omid Beis, we saw in the Braisa a machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Munvaz. The discussion there started, the Braisa started regarding somebody who was a tinoik shenishba bein anochrim, a child or somebody who never ever knew that there was a concept of Shabbos, and the Braisa says that that's also called Shoigeg, and he'll be chayev chatos, and the details of how many chatois he's chayev, that's something we saw in our Mishnah, and we're going to get back to that later. Munvaz, however, claimed that since such a person never ever knew about the concept of Shabbos, he's potter. And Munvaz, he claimed in front of Rabbi Akiva that there's a comparison between mezid and shoigeg, between doing an avera deliberately and doing it by mistake, without knowledge, and therefore, in the same way as mezid, there's some level of knowledge about the avera. If he's doing it deliberately, it must have had some knowledge. So too shoigeg, he's got to have had some knowledge of the avera, and that's proof to Munvaz that somebody who never ever had any knowledge of Shabbos is not even chayev chatos. Rabbi Akiva claimed to Munvaz that if you're comparing shoigeg to mezid, in the same way as mezid, you have to have knowledge that you're doing something wrong whilst you're doing an avera. That's called deliberately doing an avera. So too shoigeg, according to your claim that you're comparing shoigeg to mezid, you have to have knowledge of what you're doing, and you're doing something wrong whilst you're doing the avera. Rabbi Akiva obviously meant that that doesn't make sense, because then it's mezid, not shoigeg. And Munvaz says, you're right. Even if he's got some knowledge whilst he's doing the avera, nonetheless, he can still be chayev chatos, which chiyuv chatos is only for shoigeg. Rabbi Akiva said, I don't understand. If he has knowledge of the avera, it's mezid, not shoigeg. So what remains to be explained is that Munvaz himself, how does he call this shoigeg? What's shoigeg about this if whilst he's doing the avera, he knew he was doing it wrong? And that's going to be the discussion in our coming Gemara. Says the Gemara, Ve'elo Munvaz shgoga b'may. Everybody agrees, it's a pasuk in the Torah, that chiyuv chatos is only for shoigeg, not if you're doing it deliberately. And you, Munvaz, are learning from mezid that even having knowledge, whether it's even or only, but having knowledge whilst you do the avera, and you're still called a shoigeg. What does that mean? Where's the mistake? Where's the shoigeg in it? Says the Gemara, kegoyin sheshogag b'korban. And we'll just give a short hakdama to what's going on here. Every avera, in many averas, there are three different aspects to the avera. Number one, there's the actual avera. That's called the lav, knowing that doing something is an avera. And then you've got the punishment for the avera. For somebody who intentionally does certain averas, like chilul Shabbos and other averas, there's a chiyuv of korus. And then there's another aspect, and that is somebody who did it by mistake, then, as we saw in the Gemara before, anybody that does an avera, that had he done it intentionally, he would get korus, then if he does it b'shegeg, he gets chatos. Now, somebody who doesn't know that it's a lav, doesn't know it's osa, and of course he doesn't know that doing it has a chiyuv korus, or a chiyuv misa, as we'll see, and he doesn't know that if he does it by mistake, that he's got a chiyuv of a korban, then that would seem clear that he's a shoigeg, because he doesn't even know that it's asa. If he doesn't know that it's even a lav, he doesn't know at all that it's asa, then it's a discussion in Rashi and Tosfos on Daf Samach Ches Amud Beis. But let's assume that's clearly a shoigeg. Somebody who knows that it's asa, but doesn't know that the issa carries with it a chorus, or a death penalty, a misa b'dei shemaim, then that's, on one level, it's mezid, because he knows that it's a lav. But on one level, it's shoigeg, because he doesn't know how strong the lav is. He doesn't know what the punishment for the lav is. And then you've got somebody who is knowledgeable that it's an avera. He's knowledgeable that there's a chi of chorus, but he's not knowledgeable that if he does it b'shoigeg, there's a chi of chatos. Does that make him into a shogeg? We would have thought that if you know it's an avera, and you even know that doing it b'mezid is chiyuv koros, that that's a typical mezid. Says Munvaz, no. Munvaz, and this is a big chiddush, he holds that shogag b'korban, even though he knew it was a lav, he knew there was a chiyuv koros. He was just not aware that b'shogeg there's a chiyuv chatos, that's called shogeg. And in that event, he would have to bring a korban chatos. According to Rabbi Akiva, and we're going to call it the Rabbonon in the next Gemara, who argue with Munvaz, they say that's called mezid. If you know that there's a lav, and you even know the punishment for the lav, that when it's done by mezid, that there's a chiyuv koros, that is mezid. And then you're clearly not going to have to bring a chatos, because you're going to get the koros. Munvaz says, no, if you didn't know that if you do it by mistake, you get a chatos, your chiyuv chatos, then even if you did it, so to speak, intentionally, knowing that it's osa, knowing there's a chiyuv koros, it will be called he did it by mistake and he'll have to bring a chatos. Why? Because it's shogag b'korban. He wasn't aware that this avera, when it's done b'shogeg, when it's really done b'shogeg, there's a chiyuv chatos, not knowing that makes him a shogeg on what he did. Continues the Gemara, v'rabbonon, the Chachomim, who argue with Munvaz, shigegas korban lo yishma shgoga. They hold that if you knew that it was a lav and you knew about the chorus, then the fact that you didn't know that b'shogeg is chatos does not make you into a shogeg. It's called a mezit. Says the Gemara, v'rabbonon shgoga b'mai. So we know that shigegas korban, according to the Chachomim, does not turn him into a shogeg. The question is that what does make him into a shogeg? Does it have to be that he doesn't know about the lav altogether? He doesn't know it's osa, or could it be that even if he knows it's a lav, but he doesn't know it's punishable by koros, that's also called a shogeg? And that's going to be machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, kivon sheshogag b'koros, afal pi shehizid b'lav. Rabbi Yochanan says that even though he knew it was an avera, if he didn't know that it was chiyuv koros, it's still called b'shogeg, and he'll bring a chatos. Rish Lakish argues with Rabbi Yochanan and says ad sheyishgoig b'lav v'koros. Rish Lakish holds it only called a shogeg if not only he doesn't know about the koros, he doesn't even know it's osa. Only then it's called a shogeg, which is the typical shogeg that we're all brought up with. I didn't know it was osa. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rova, Mai Tamad Reb Shimon ben Lakish. What's the source of Resh Lakish that to be called a shogeg and to bring a korban, to be chayav a korban chatos, is only if you were not aware that it was osa? Omar Kroy says, it says in the Pasuk, Asher loy se oseno bishgogo v'oshim. That the Shgoga is talking about that he didn't realize that it was also to do it. It's only if Asher lo yisei oseno, the pasuk actually goes, Asher no siyechto v'oso achas mikol mitzvos Hashem Elokov, Asher lo yisei oseno, b'shgogo, if he did any averus, which he's not allowed to do, b'shogeg. And Rish Lakish understood from here that what did he not know? He did not know that Asher lo yisei oseno, that it was osa. But if he knew that it was osa, that's not called a shogeg, it's called a mezit. Not only he didn't know about the chorus, he also didn't know about the lav. Asks the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan, Hai Krod Reb Shim ben Lakish, Mai Ovidle. What does Rish Lakish do with this posuk? Rish Lakish says that even if he knew that it was a lav, but he just didn't know about the chorus, it's still called shogeg. Miboyli Likadetanya. He used it for something else, as we're going to see in this brisa. The posuk says, V'im nefesh acha secheto bishgogo, if somebody did an avera b'shogeg, mei am ha'oretz, from the people of the land, ba'asoyso achas u'mitzvah Hashem, asher lo yisei oseno v'oshem, he did one of the mitzvahs which he wasn't allowed to do, v'oshem, and he was guilty. So the words mei am ha'oretz seem to say from the nation in the land, but not all the nation of the land. Only some of the people are going to be chayev chatos and not others. Mei am ha'oretz prat lemumor. Somebody is a mumor, somebody who doesn't believe in the Torah, doesn't keep any mitzvahs, even knowingly, then he is not going to have to bring a chatos, he doesn't bring a chatos. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Mishum Reb Shimon says in the name of Reb Shimon, he agrees with the halacha that a mumer does not bring a chatos, but he learns it from a different source. Asher lo yise oseno bishgogo v'oshim. This is our posuk that Rish Lakish learned from here that you're only chiyuv chatos if you were shogag belav, if you didn't know it was osa. And Rabbi Yochanan, who says that even if you didn't know it was osa, you just didn't know about the chorus, it's also called a shogig. What does he do with the posuk? This is what he does with it. He learns out asher lo yise oseno bishgogo v'oshim. And from the psukim there is mashma that when he knows that it's asa, he's found guilty and he realizes he did an avera, then he has to bring the chatos. So we learn from there, hashov miyudi asoi mevi korban. Only a type of person who, had he known it was asa, he would not have done the avera. Then, if he does it by mistake, he brings a korban chatos al shigegosoi, when he does it by mistake. Lo yishov miyudi asoi, but a mumer who couldn't care about what it says, and even when he finds out it's asa, he'll still do the avera. Eino mevi korban al shigegosoi, he does not bring a korban for a korban chatos for shoigig. Even when he's shoigig, he does not bring a korban chatos. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan does with this posuk. Continues the Gemara, Tnan. We learned in the Mishnah, we're going to see this later in the Perek on Daf Ayin Gimel. Ovois melochis arboim chosar achas. The Mishnah starts, there are 39 melochis that are osar on Shabbos. Vavinon Bo asks the Gemara, Minyon elomoli, why do you need to tell me there's 39? Just tell me what the melochis are, and I'll count them myself. I realize there's 39. Va'omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "She'im ason kulon behelam echod, chayev al kol achas va'achas." That Rabbi Yochanan says that the reason it says 39 is if on any single Shabbos a person did all the 39 melachos or all the melachos on Shabbos, he wants to know how many korban chatos does he have to bring. The Mishnah says you have to bring 39 korbanos. Asks the Gemara, "Heichem ishkachas lo? What case could a person bring 39 chatois?" Bezodin Shabbos Ushigas Melochis. Are we talking about that I knew it was Shabbos, but I didn't know that these melochas were osa? So the Gemara now explains. Bishlei Mele Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said before the Omar, Kibun Sheshogag Bekoros Afal Pisha Hizid Belav. Rabbi Yochanan says that even if I knew that something was osa, but I didn't know there was a Chiyuv Koros, it's still called Shegag. If so, it makes sense. Mezid hizid b'Shabbos. He knew it was Shabbos, and it's also to do melachos on Shabbos. And he knew that 39 melachos are also. He didn't know they were koros. That's still called shegig. So if he did all 39 melachos, he'll be chay of 39 chatois. Elo Reb Shem ben Lakish, the Omar ad sheyishgeig belav ubekoros. According to Reb Lakish, who says that it's only called shegig if you didn't know it was also bechlal. Then do yoda le Shabbos b'may. Then how can you ever be chay of 39 melachos? If you knew that one of the melachos were also, let's take for example, you're not allowed to cook. If you knew that you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, and you didn't know that you're not allowed to do all the others, then you're a shegig on all the others. But you're amazed for Shabbos. You knew it was Shabbos. Somebody who doesn't know it's Shabbos, we saw in our Mishnah, if he doesn't know it's Shabbos at all, and he doesn't know that Shabbos has Isurim at all, then he brings a single chatos for all the melachos that he did. But if he didn't even know it was also to cook, he didn't know there were any melachos on Shabbos, then for all intents and purposes, he didn't know about Shabbos. So how can you bring 39 chatos? He brings just one chatos. And that's only a question according to Rish Lakish. Says the Gemara, there's one Issa on Shabbos, which is not one of the Lamates Melachos, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a Issa Min HaTorah. So a person who knows about that Issa, even though he doesn't know about all 39 Melachos, it's called Hizid B'Shabbos. It's called, he's aware of Shabbos, and he's aware that Shabbos has Halachos that are also on it. And therefore, since he knows about Shabbos, and he was a shoygig, he didn't know that all 39 melachos were asa, therefore he can bring 39 korban chatos. What's this one issa which is not part of the 39 melachos? Says the Gemara, it's the tchumin, the issa to go out of the tchum. Every person who's in a city, when Shabbos comes in, he's not allowed to travel beyond 2,000 amos out of the tchum, beyond the city. Going out of the tchum, according to Rabbi Akiva, is a chiyuv min ha-teira. According to those who argue the Rabbi Akiva, it's not a chiyuv min ha-teira. And therefore, again, we'll have the question, and according to Rish Lakish, and according to the opinion that tchumin is not also min ha-teira, then how can you ever be chayv 39 chatois? What do you know about Shabbos if you didn't know about all 39 melachas? So it must be according to Rish Lakish that Mishnah that tells us that it's 39 melachas, 39 chatois, holds that there's another aspect of Shabbos that he knew about. That means I know about Shabbos and I'm a shoygig for the melachas, and therefore there's 39 chatois. Continues the Gemara. Man tane lahod tonu rabbonon. Who holds of the following? Shogag bezeh ubezeh. Somebody who didn't know bichlal that it was Shabbos, and he didn't know that when it is Shabbos, he didn't know that he's not allowed to do these melachas. Zehu shogag omur bateira. That's your classic shogag. Classic shogag. There was nothing he was deliberate about. He didn't know it was Shabbos, and he didn't know that on Shabbos, even when it is Shabbos, these melachas are also. Hizid bezeh ubezeh. If he was deliberate about both, he was consciously aware that it's Shabbos and there are Isurim on Shabbos. And he was consciously aware that these are the 39 melachas that are also on Shabbos. And he transgressed them. That is your typical Zui Mezid Homer Bateira. That's your typical Mezid. He's somebody who did, he was Mechal Shabbos b'Mezid. Now, Shogag b'Shabbos v'hizid b'melochis. If he was aware that on Shabbos one's not allowed to do these melachas, but he was not aware that it's Shabbos, or yishe shogag b'melochis v'hizid b'Shabbos, or he knew it was Shabbos, but he was not aware that these melachas are also on Shabbos, or yishe omar, or he says explicitly, yoideya ani yishe melocha zu asura. I know that it's Shabbos today, and this melacha is also on Shabbos. I don't know if somebody would do it by mistake, if he would be chayev chatos or not. And it says there, the Braisa says chayev, he's chayev. Even then, he's chayev chatos when he says, "I know it's Shabbos, and I know it's also." Who holds like this? Not Rabbi Yochanan, not Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish both say that if you know of the lav and you know that the punishment for the lav and you just don't know if there's a korban, they both say that's called mezid, not shegig. Says the Gemara, kumunvas. This is following munvas that we mentioned before, and we mentioned at the beginning of our sugya. Munvas holds that even shogag bekorban is also called a shegig, and therefore it'll be chayev chatos. Continues the Gemara. Omar Abaya. Hakol Moedim. Everybody agrees. Not only Rish Lakish, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that b'shvuas bitui. There's a certain type of shvua, an oath, which is called a bitui. It's an oath of an expression. We're going to discuss this more in Masechtas later on. But what it means is there's a type of shvua, and it's learned from Psukim, where somebody says, I make an oath that I ate, that I didn't eat, that I will eat, that I won't eat. Those are called shvuas bitui. And Abaya says that everybody agrees, she'in chayovin oleo korban, the halacha of shvuas bitui, somebody who makes a shvuas bitui and he lies about it. If he says, I didn't eat and he did, he says, I did eat and he didn't, he says, I will eat and he doesn't, he says, I won't eat and he does, then if it's bemezid, there's no chiyuv koros. It's a lav. He did an avera. If he did it by mistake, then there's a halacha that he has to bring a korban for transgressing a shvuas bitui. So Abaya says that everybody agrees she'ein chayovin oleo korban at sheyishgoig belav shebo. That you only chayov a korban for doing it by mistake if the shgoga, if the mistake was, you didn't know it was asa. And Rashi says this is clearly not trying to include munvas, because munvas, there's no reason in the world to believe that munvas would hold that shigigas korban by shvuas bitui should not be chayev like a shegig, shouldn't bring a korban. And Rashi explains it based on the Gemara we haven't yet learned. But the Abaye is referring to the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, that Rish Lakish always holds that you're only chayev v'shoigeg, a chatos v'shoigeg, if you didn't know it was asa. Normally, Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says that even if I knew that it was asa, you can still be a shoigeg if you didn't know about the punishment. Abaye says in this case, Rabbi Yochanan will agree that it's only called a shoigeg if you didn't know about the lav. And the Gemara says, now, and the Gemara says, pshita, hakel moidim man Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is moided to Rish Lakish, the Gemara says, pshita. Of course it's poshut, because normally the zechi of chatas, according to Rabbi Yochanan, even if I knew it was asa, and one thing we have to understand clearly, that a chatas is only if you made a mistake. So if you knew that something was asa, it wasn't a mistake. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, how can you bring a chatas? Even though you knew that it was asa, says Rabbi Yochanan, I didn't know it was chiyuv koros. So on that element of knowledge that this avera is so severe that it has a koros, on that it was a shegig, and on that you bring the chatos. But that's all very good on a type of avera like chilul Shabbos that has a koros. But over here with the shvuas bitui, there is no chiyuv koros. So what were you mistaken about? If you knew that making such a shvua is asa, and there is no chiyuv koros, then when are you ever going to be chayev for a shoigig? It must be that you're a shoigig, you didn't know that there was a lav. Because there is nothing else to be mistaken about by shvuas bitui. That's what the Gemara says, pshita. Kikomer Rabbi Yochanan, when does Rabbi Yochanan say that if I know about the lav, I can still be chayev chatos as a shoigig, heicha de'ika koros? If there is a chiyuv koros for somebody who does it b'mezid, and he didn't know about the koros, then he was mistaken about it. On that, he brings a chatos. Aval hocha deleka koros. In the case of shvua where there is no koros, loy, then of course he can't bring a chatos for not knowing about koros. There is no koros, so it must be if there's a korban, it must be that it's a korban for not knowing the lav, and that's what Abaye said. That even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that by Shvuas Bitui, you're only going to be chayev the korban of Shoigeg if you didn't realize that it was Osa. And so the question is, what's the Chiddush? It's Poshut that Rabbi Yochanan holds this. What's Abaye being Mechadush? Says the Gemara, no. Sol kedai techamina, I may have thought. Hoyil v'chayev korban chiddushu. There's an element of Chiddush in this korban beyond all other korbanis. There's never ever a korban when you do an avera by mistake, unless it's a type of avera that when you do it b'mezid is chiyuv koros. Here we have a shvuas bitui, where even though when if you do it b'mezid deliberately there's no chiyuv koros, nonetheless if you do it by mistake there is a korban. There's an element of chiddush here. So could I to chamin a hoil v'chayev korban chiddushu to bekol atayra kula in the whole tayra loy ashkechon lav. There's no lav, a type of lav that does not have koros. Do maisi olei korban that brings a korban. V'hoch over here with shvuas bitui maisi, he does bring a korban. So I may have thought ki shogag b'korban nami lechayev. So normally it's just munvas that holds that if somebody was aware of the Yisurim and the punishments and wasn't aware of the korban, that's called shegig. And Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, they are both explaining the Rabbanon who argue with munvas and say that shogag b'korban is not called shegig. But that might be a regular korban chatos for a type of avera that, if it's done b'mezid, has koros. And there, Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish both hold that not knowing about that chatos does not mean that you did it by mistake, because you knew that avera was osa and you knew that it was chiyuv koros. Over here, we're in shvua that we have a special type of korban. It's a korban even though b'mezid there's no koros. I may have thought that not knowing about this korban does render you a shoigeg. That's komash malon. That's what Abaye is coming to tell us. No, it's not called a shoigeg. And since not knowing about the korban is not called a shoigeg, and there's no koros not to know about, it must be that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, the only thing that can make you into a shegig is if you didn't know about the lav itself. Continues the Gemara. Meisvei, we're going to ask a question. Eizehu shigigas shvuas bitui l'sheovar. We explained before, shvuas bitui means that you said that either you're going to do something or you're not going to do something. That's in the future tense. Or I did something or didn't do something in the past tense. Now, there's a halacha which in Shvuas Bitui, and that is that when a person makes the Shvuah, there's got to be a conscious awareness about the Issa and the halachas of Shvuah. It's learnt out from Ho'odom B'Shvuah. It's a Gemara in Shvuas that Rashi brings here. So if you're talking about something that you make a Shvuah, you make an oath about something you're going to do in the future, then I'm making a Shvuah, and I know that it's Osa to not to keep the Shvuah, and I'm now saying that I'm making a Shvuah, an oath, that I'm going to eat something, or I'm not going to eat something. And then later on, I forgot that I made a Shvuah. Either I forgot that I made a Shvuah, or I forgot that it's also to transgress the Shvuah. That's going to be a discussion in the Rishonim. And then he ate, or he didn't eat. He broke his Shvuah. Then we can say it's a Shoigig. It's a Shoigig in spite of the fact that whilst you made the Shvuah, there was a presence and a consciousness about the Issa of Shvuah. However, l'sha'ovar, if you're making a shvuah about something you did in the past or you didn't do in the past, and you know if you did or didn't do it, and you're making that shvuah, and since there's a halacha that you only ever chayev a korban for shvuah if there was consciousness when you made the shvuah, so it must be when I made the shvuah that I ate, and in truth I didn't eat, then I knew about it, I was amazed. Or the other way around, if I made the shvuah that I did eat. Either way, when you're making the shvuah, you're referring to something in the past, then whilst you're making the shvuah, you've already transgressed it, if you're making a shvuah that's a lie. And since you need a conscious awareness of the issa of shvuah when you're making the shvuah, it's always going to be mazed. When are you ever going to have a chatos for a shvuas bitui l'sha'ovar? So that's the braisa. The braisa says, Ezu shigigas shvuas bitui l'sha'ovar. Shame Omar Yoidea Nisheshua Zuasura. The Brisa says, if I say I know, I'm consciously aware that it's also to make a shvuah, and I'm not allowed to make a shvuah that's a sheker, that's a lie. Aval Ein Yoideim Chayov Noleo Korban Iloi. I don't know if I transgress a shvuah by mistake, if there's a chiyuv a korban or not. In that case, he's chayev. That's what the Brayer says. That's how you can be chayev a korban even l'sha'ovar, because I was consciously aware of the issa of shvuah. What was I not aware about? I wasn't aware that if somebody transgresses a shvuah, if there is or isn't a korban. So you see from this Brayer that not knowing that there's a korban already makes you a shoigeg, and that's how you're chayev a shoigeg by shvuah, even though it's l'sha'ovar. In spite of the fact that you need to have a consciousness of the Issa, but since I didn't know about the Shvuah, there's a Chi of Korban. And this is not like both opinions, like everything we know till now from the Rabbonon, that Shigigas Korban does not make you a Shigig. Says the Gemara, Homani Munvus. The truth is, this price is following Munvus. And we saw in the Gemara Nomad Aleph that Munvus holds that even Shigigas Korban is called a Shigig. And indeed, according to the Rabbonon, then it could well be that there will not be a korban for Shvuas Bitui l'sha'ovar, because you can only be a chi of a korban if you were not aware. Well, when you were transgressing the issa, you were not aware that it was asa. And by shvuah, you can only be chi of a korban if there was awareness when you made the shvuah. So a shvuah in the future, that works out very well. When I made the shvuah, I was consciously aware that I'm not allowed to transgress the shvuah, but when I transgressed the shvuah, it was a mistake. I didn't know it was asa. But l'sha'ovar, when you're talking about something you did, you cannot split up the two. And therefore, indeed, there will not be a chiyuv korban for shvuas bitui l'sha'ovar, unless you're following Munvaz. Continues the Gemara. Here we have a bracket in the Gemara, and Rashi says this cannot be part of the Gemara. Rashi has some reservation on it, but since the other Rishonim explain why it can be part of the Gemara, we're going to read it anyway. Lishna Achrina, a different version to this. Mani, who holds of this brisa we just learned now, that in order to be chayv chatos for shvuas bitui l'sha'ovar, it has to be that he says, I know that it's osa to make a shvuas sheker, but I just don't know if there's a korban if one transgresses a shvuah b'shoigig. So ilei memunvaz, are you going to say it's Munvaz, which is in the first version of this Gemara, that's how the Gemara says. But now in the second version of the Gemara is saying as follows, are you suggesting it's Munvaz? Pshita, I don't need to say it. We know that according to Munvaz, Shigigas Korban is called a Shigig. Hashta b'kola teira delav chidushu. If in all the other shgogis, all the other korban chatos in the Torah, which is not a chiddush, like we said before, they are averus that b'mezid there's chorus, and we know that if there's a mezid chorus, then b'shegig there's chatos. Omar shigigas korban shmo shgoga, and nonetheless he says that not knowing about the shegig being chayev chatos makes you into a shegig. Hocha. The chiddush over here, that the korban here is a chiddush because transgressing a shvuas bitui b'mezid is not chiyuv korus. Nonetheless, it's a korban b'shegig. Le'kolchkin, it goes without saying that not knowing about the korban renders him a shegig. Elolav rabbonon hi. It must be the rabbonon, the chachomim, who hold that even if he knows that he's not allowed to lie, since he doesn't know about the korban, he's going to be chayev. And if it's the Rabbonon, Tiyufta, the Abaya, Tiyufta. Then it refutes Abaya. The Abaya said that everybody agrees, according to the Chachomim, that in the case of Shavuos Bitu, you're only going to be Chayev Korban for Shegig if you didn't know that it was Osa. And here you see clearly that even though he knew it was Osa, nonetheless he's called a Shegig because he doesn't know about the Korban. And then the explanation must be that even though normally the Rabbonon hold that Shigigas Korban is not called a Shegig, that's only a regular type of Chatos, for a regular Shegig, for an Avera where B'mezid, there's a chorus, over there the Chachomim say, if you don't know about that Chatos, that doesn't make you into a Shegig. But this Chatos here, this Korban here, that, it's not a Chatos, but this Korban that says that it's a Chiddush, that even though there's no chorus on the mezid, b'shegig there's a korban, if you don't know about that, here the Chachomim will agree that it's called a shegig. And the reservations that Rashi has against this version is because why are you taking it for granted that according to Munvaz, in the case of Shvuas Bitui, Shigigas Korban will be a shegig? And the Gemara says that Munvaz always says that Shigigas Korban is called a shegig. And Rashi says, no, it's not so straightforward at all. Because in all other types of korbonis and all other types of shgogis, Munvaz is just adding on an existing shogig. There's the regular shogig of not knowing there's a lav. And then there's part of the shogig that says, you know it's a lav, but you don't know about the chorus. Munvaz says, if you know about the lav and you know about the chorus, you don't know about the korban, it's also called shegig. But over here, in the case of Shvuas Bitui, where number one, there's no chorus at all, as we said before. And nobody holds that Shigigas Lav is going to be called a shegig for the korban of Shvuas Bitui. Like we said before, if you don't have any awareness of the Issa of the Shvua, then you're not going to be high of the korban. That's learnt out in the Gemara and Shavuos that we mentioned before. So even according to Munvaz, it's still an element of Chiddush that in Shavuos Bitui, where the whole infrastructure of Shegig is different, that nonetheless there, the Shegig is Shigigas Korban. And since Rashi asks this question, Rashi deletes this version from the Gemara. Continues the Gemara, V'omar Abaya. Hakoil Moidim, everybody agrees, Bitruma, She'ein Chayovin Olea Chimish at Sheyishgoy Belav Shebo. And it goes as follows. We know that there's a serious issa for somebody who's not a Kohen to eat Truma. If somebody who's not a Kohen eats Truma, Bemezid, he's not going to be Chayev Koros, he's going to be Chayev Misa Bidei Shomaim. If he does it B'Shegig, he doesn't bring a Chatos, but he has to add a chomesh when paying back for what he ate, that he wasn't allowed to eat. He has to add on an extra 20%. So Abaye says that in the case of Truma, everybody agrees that it's only called a shegeg in order to be chayev. The extra chomesh is if there was shigigas lav. So hakil moidim man. What's Abaye coming to say? Everybody agrees. Who's that? Rabbi Yechanon, it must be Rabbi Yechanon. Rish Lakish always says that Shegig is Shigigas Lav. Normally Rabbi Yechanon says that Shegig is also Shigigas Chorus. Over here Rabbi Yechanon will agree by Truma that even that it's only called Shegig if it's Shigigas Lav. Asks the Gemara, Pshita. It's Poshut. There's no other way. When does Rabbi Yechanon say that Shigigas Koros, not knowing about the Koros, is reason to be Chayev Chatos? Heichadika Koros. That's only if there is Koros. A type of Avera, like Chilul Shabbos, where there's Koros, not knowing about the Koros, is in itself a Shoigig. Heichadileka Koros. But in the case of Truma, where there is no Koros, like over there, what can you bring a chatos for if there is no chorus? It must be that you can only bring a chatos. It's only called, well, there's no chatos. You only chayav for shoigeg in the case of truma, adding the chaymash, only if the shoigeg part was, you didn't know it was asa. Says the Gemara, no. Maudatei ma'ay may have thought, misa b'mokim chorus oimedes. It could be that Rabbi Yechanon, in the same way as by Chilul Shabbos, for example, knowing that it's Osa, not knowing that somebody who transgresses it is Chayev Koros, that in itself is called Shoigig, and in the case of Chilul Shabbos, he'll be Chayev Chatos. I may have thought so too regarding Truma, the Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shemayim is similar to Koros. And Rabbi Yechanon will hold that even if you knew that it was Osa, you just didn't know there was a Misa B'dei Shemayim, that's called a Shoigig. I may have thought Misa b'mokim koros oimedes. V'chi shogag b'misa, if somebody didn't know about the chi of Misa, nami lechayev, he will be called a shoigig. And in the case of Truma, he'll have to add the chaymesh. Komash malon, Abaye was mechadosh, that Misa is not similar to koros, even though not knowing about koros according to Rabbi Yechanon makes a person shoigig, but not knowing about Misa b'dei shemayim does not make him shoigig. The only thing that can make him shoigig is if he doesn't know about the lav. Kumash Malon, and that's the chiddush of Abaya. Rav Oma, Rav argues with Abaya and says, Misa b'mokim koros imedes, that Misa is the same as koros, inasmuch as if you knew about the lav of a zor eating truma, but you didn't know it was punishable by Misa, it's also called a shegig, and he'll have to give the extra chaymish. V'chaymish b'mokim korban koi. And the added chaymish is parallel to, in Chilul Shabbos, for example, somebody who does Chilul Shabbos b'sheigeg has to bring a korban chatos. So somebody who eats truma, zoru eats truma b'sheigeg, and we just said now that b'sheigeg, according to Rabbi Yechanon, is that even if he knows that it's also to eat it, he doesn't know that it's punishable by misa, then that's called sheigeg, and he has to add a chaymish, and the chaymish is similar to korban, the korban chatos by those averus that have koros. That's what Rava holds. And it would seem that Rava adding in that chaymish b'mokim korban koi, then this will make a big nafkamine l'alocha according to Munvaz. Munvaz says that not knowing about korban, even though you know about the lav, and you know about the oinish misa or koros, and you don't know about the korban, that you don't know that somebody who's Mechal Shabbos b'sheigeg has to bring a chatos, that alone makes you into a chatos, makes you into a shoigeg, and you have to bring a chatos. So to hear, if a zor eats truma, and he knows it's also for him to eat truma, and he knows it's punishable by misa, but he doesn't know that if he eats it by mistake, he has to add the chaymish, according to Munvaz, that itself is going to make him into a shoigeg, and he's going to have to add the chaymish. Continues the Gemara. And since we've discussed in the Gemaras till now about different levels of shoigeg on Chilul Shabbos, we're now going to discuss a similar topic. Omer Rav Huna, Hoyo Mahalich Baderech, if somebody was traveling along the road, Oy Bamidbor, or in the desert, Ve'ene Yede'im Osoy Shabbos, he doesn't know, he's lost track of the days of the week, he doesn't know what day of the week it is. Moine Shisha Yomim, he counts 6 days, starting from today. I just realized I don't know what day of the week it is. Start counting today, 6 days. Umashamer Yom Echod, and the seventh day you should keep as Shabbos. Chia Barav Oimer, Chia Barav argues with Rav Huna and says, Mashamer Yom Echod, you've got to keep the first day Shabbos. It's not going to be today, because I realized in the middle of the day, I've already been acting half of the day as if it's a weekday. But tomorrow, from tomorrow, tomorrow's Shabbos, Umoina Shisha, and then the following 6 days, I'll act as weekdays. We'll soon see what that means. Weekdays. And then, so we'll keep moving that way. One day Shabbos, 6 days weekday. Says the Gemara B'maikum Ifligi. And what is Rav Huna and Chia Barav? What's the point of their argument? Marasova Kabriyosi Shil Olam. Rav Huna holds that it's like Briyas Olam, when Hashem created the world, there was first 6 days of creation and Shabbos was the seventh day. So to this fellow here, he should keep 6 days weekday and the seventh day is Shabbos. Umarasova and Chia Barav says, Ka Odom Rishon, it's like Odom Rishon. Odom Rishon was created on that Friday, the first Friday. The next day was Shabbos. And then there were 6 weekdays afterwards. Therefore, this person who forgot which day of the week it is, first day he counts is Shabbos, and then 6 days afterwards. Says the Gemara Meisvei, Hoyom Mahalich Baderech, if somebody was traveling along the road, Ve'ene Yodeh Emusei Shabbos, he doesn't know when Shabbos is. Meshamir Yom Echod L'Shisha. He keeps 1 day for 6 days. That's the end of the Braisa. My love, says the Gemara, we assume that when it says Echod L'Shisha, what does that mean? Moine Shisha, or Meshamir Yom Echod, that you count. That means that the 1 day Shabbos is for the last 6 days. I counted 6 days, and then I have a Shabbos. That's an echod l'shisha. Post shisha, there's a Shabbos. In which case, this is a kasha. This is a question on Chia Barav, who says you first count Shabbos and then 6 days. Says the Gemara. No. Meshamer yom echod u'moyne shisha. Echod l'shisha means first 1 day of Shabbos and then 6 weekdays. Ihocher, says the Gemara, Meshamer yom echod l'shisha. Meshamer yom echod u'moyne shisha miboyle. Why does it say that Meshamer yom echod l'shisha, which seems to mean after 6 days you keep 1 day Shabbos? You should have said that he's Meshamer yom echod, you should keep 1 day. And then, moina, he should count another 6 days, not l'shisha, void. Tanya, we learnt in another braisa, hoyom mahalich baderech hoy bamidbar, if somebody was traveling along the road or in the desert, ve'ene de'ei mosai Shabbos, he doesn't know when Shabbos is, moina shisha, u'mashamir yom echod, he should first count 6 days, and then keep Shabbos, like Rav Huna, not like Chir Barav. Says the Gemara, tyufta d'Rav Chir Barav, tyufta, this is a refutation, and indeed, the opinion of Chia Barav has been refuted from these braises. Omar Rava. Rava is now going to tell us a little bit how this works. He's in the desert, and every day is a Sofik Shabbos. It might be Shabbos today. So he can't keep Shabbos every day. He'll die of starvation. How does this work? Omar Rava. B'chol yoyim v'yoyim oyse loy k'day parnasosoy. Every day, he has to, that means every weekday, what he's counting as weekdays, the first 6 days, and then there's a Shabbos, and then another 6 days. And those 6 days that he's counting, then even though every day could be Shabbos, nonetheless, he's allowed to make a day parnasosei, enough sustenance that he's not going to die of starvation. It's pikuach nefesh. Bar me'ahu yoima, besides for that 1 day, the seventh day, which he's counting as Shabbos, on that day he shouldn't do any melacha. Asks the Gemara of ahu yoima, lemus. What do you want him to die that day? If you say that every day you're only allowed to do as much work as you need to survive, that means every day I'm just about surviving. So on that Shabbos, I'm not going to survive. Says the Gemara, Da'ovid me'esmel shnei parnosis. The day before, whatever you counting as day six, you'll do double amount of food, and then the next day you won't need to work at all. Asks the Gemara, but you're not allowed to make double amount of food the day before, because maybe the day before is Shabbos. And you're not allowed to do more than the minimum required amount for Pikuach Nefesh. But Dilma Me'esmil Shabbos Havoi. Maybe yesterday was Shabbos. Elo, kol yoim v'yoim oisele parnasosi. Every day you're only allowed to work the minimum so you should survive. But filu ahu yoim, and even on your seventh day, on your Shabbos, do the minimum amount, it's Pikuach Nefesh. Make sure you don't die of starvation. If so, v'ahu yoim v'mayim min kerli. If so, what's making seventh day Shabbos? If every day you're only allowed to do the minimum amount of work that you should survive, says the Gemara, b'kiddusha v'avdalta, on that seventh day, even though you don't know if it's definitely Shabbos, but in order that you shouldn't forget the concept of Shabbos, on that seventh day, you should make kiddush and havdalah. And the poskim discuss that normally you're not allowed to make a brocha if it's a sofik. Kiddush and havdalah are brochas. So the poskim discuss that over here, for this person, we allow him to make the brachas in order that he should not forget the concept of Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rava, im hoyo makir miktas hayoim sheyotza boy. He doesn't remember what day of the week he left. He started his journey. but he does know how many days it's been since he started his journey. Then on that day, for example, I left 8 days ago, then on day 8, which is always the same day of the week as 8 days earlier, I'm allowed to do melachas as much as I want. It's definitely not Shabbos, because I know I didn't leave the town. Nobody starts traveling on Shabbos. And the Ritva says not only he's allowed to do work, he should do as much work as possible in order to avoid as much work as possible on the other days, which is a Safik Shabbos. Says the Gemara Pshita, what Yechidish are you telling me? If you know it's 8 days from when you started your journey, and it's clear to everyone that no one starts their journey on Shabbos, then of course on every eighth day is not Shabbos, and it's a regular weekday for you. Says the Gemara, Ma'u d'teima, I may have thought, given the Shabbos loinofik, since on Shabbos a person doesn't start traveling, Ma'ila Shabso nami loinofik, and on Erev Shabbos, a person doesn't start traveling either, V'hai b'chamisho b'shabso nofik, and this person, we assume, he didn't leave any time after Thursday, Lishtari le'le mevad melocha tre yoyma. Since I know that I didn't leave on Shabbos, and I know I didn't leave on Erev Shabbos, then if I know that I left 8 days ago, then I can be 100% sure that on that day is not Shabbos, and therefore I can do regular work on that day. And I know 100% sure that the ninth day is also not going to, definitely not Shabbos. Because if the ninth day was Shabbos, then it means I left on Erev Shabbos. And that doesn't happen either. So I may have thought that anyone who knows how many days it's been since he left, he can do any melachos he wants on day 8 and day 9. Kumash Malon, that's the chiddush of Horovo saying, no, on day 8, you're definitely allowed to do melachos because nobody leaves on Shabbos. But Zimnin de Mishkach Shiryosa or Mikri Venofik, it could be that there was an opportunity where you left with a caravan, you left with a group of people, and even though you regularly wouldn't and shouldn't leave on a Friday, maybe in this instance you did leave on a Friday. And therefore on day 9 from when you left, you may be Shabbos, and therefore the only day that you can count for certain as being a weekday is day 8 from when you left. Continues the Gemara. Hayudea Ikar Shabbos. Now the Gemara is going back to the Mishnah that we saw on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. In the Mishnah on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, we saw that there's some cases where even though you did melochis harbe b'shabosis harbe, you did many melochis over many shabosis, you only bring a single korban chatos. And we said, what's that case? That's a case where you didn't know, you forgot about the concept of Shabbos, or you never knew about the concept of Shabbos. So for all intents and purposes, there's a single shaygig there. All I forgot about was the concept of Shabbos. So you bring one chatos. That's how we explained it there, based on Rashi there. And sometimes you're chayav for every single Shabbos, one chatos per Shabbos, which means I know about the concept of Shabbos, I forgot it's Shabbos today. I know that you're not allowed to do melachos on Shabbos, but I forgot today was Shabbos. And therefore he made a single mistake. But since we take it for granted, that's what Rashi explained on the Mishnah, since we took it for granted that between one Shabbos and the next, you would certainly have been brought to your attention that it was Shabbos, and that you were Mechal Shabbos, then every Shabbos that you forgot about is a new forgetfulness, it's a new Shegig. And therefore you bring a single Chatos for each of those Shabbosis. So the Gemara says, what's the source that sometimes you bring a single chatos for a number of Shabbosis, and sometimes you bring a chatos for each Shabbos? That's going to be the question of the Gemara. Minoan Amili, who told you that there's such a concept? Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabbe Baravua. Trei Kroi Ksivi. There's two psukim in the Torah. The first one says, V'shomru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. That Klal Yisrael have to keep Shabbos, a single Shabbos. You don't keep Shabbos, you're liable for a single Shabbos. Uchsiv, as Shabbosois haitishmoru, you should keep my Shabbosois in plural. Hoketzad. It must be that the Torah left it to the Chachomim to tell us, to explain to us, when a person is liable for one Shabbos, and when he's liable for every Shabbos. Hoketzad. V'shomru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. The pasuk that speaks about the liability for a single Shabbos, Shmira Achas le Shabbos is Harbe, is talking about a type of example where not knowing about a single Shabbos incorporates all the Shabbos you didn't know about. And that means that I didn't know about the concept of Shabbos. And not knowing about one Shabbos means not knowing about any Shabbos, and therefore there's a single korban. The pasuk that tells us that every Shabbos has its own liability, Shmira Achas, the whole Shabbos for Shabbos, is talking about where every single Shabbos from new, it was a new shgoga, it was a new mistake, and therefore there's a new liability and a new chiyuv korban for each Shabbos. Maskif lo Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok asked and challenged Rav Nachman, Adar Rabba Ibcha Mistabra, logic would dictate to explain the psukim differently, exactly the opposite. V'shomru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, when the pasuk that says V'shomru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos in singular form, Shmira achas l'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos, every single Shabbos has its own liability. It's a single Shabbos, and you're liable. Es shabsoi saiti shmoiru, the pasuk that says keep all Shabbosis means there's a single liability for many Shabbosis. Shmira achas l'Shabbosis harbe. And everybody, Rashi says that there's no argument in halacha. Everybody says that we have these two psukim, and everybody says that the chachomim can explain these two psukim one way or another, but either way, there is a difference between one case where you chayev a single chatos, even though there were many Shabbosis, and another case where you're going to be chayev many Shabbosis, many chatois, one chatos for each Shabbos. What's going to determine? There's also no argument about that. As we explained before, as somebody who doesn't know Bechlal, he's forgotten the whole concept of Shabbos, or was never aware of the concept of Shabbos, will be chayev a single chatos, irrespective of whether you learn out from this pasuk or that pasuk. And somebody who was aware of Shabbos and remains aware of the concept of Shabbos, just forgot that this day is Shabbos, then he's going to be chayev a chatos for every single Shabbos that he forgot about. And Yemitz Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to continue from here.